Here latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. Everyone at Newcastle hoping to move on following the humiliating FA Cup third round defeat at home to Cambridge United on Saturday, as Newcastle, who were able to field recent signing Kieran Trippier in their starting lineup, were beaten by the League One side on what was another disappointing day for Eddie Howe and his team. Following the signing of Trippier, there had been an air of optimism around St James's Park, but the defeat, of course, brought everyone crashing down to earth. Newcastle, though, are still hoping to sign more players in the January transfer window to try and raise the mood. Reports say that Newcastle have approached Burnley to inquire about their New Zealand striker Chris Wood, although Burnley are, it's being reported, desperate to keep him, while other players being linked with a move to St James's Park include 24-year-old Ivory Coast midfielder Ibrahim Sangar, who plays his football for PSV Eindhoven, while Monaco's 20-year-old defender Benoit Badiashile is also being linked with a move to St James's Park. One player who's long been a target for Newcastle is Sven Botman, and the latest reports say that Newcastle may well be able to sign him from French side Lille if they make an offer of around 50 million euros. Newcastle have been tracking him for some time, but a deal has yet to be done. Finally, the Premier League 2 fixture against West Bromwich Albion at Whitley Park has been postponed. That match was scheduled for Monday night, as Newcastle are continuing to battle a COVID-19 outbreak in the first team squad and also the under-23 and academy sides. The fixture couldn't be played due to COVID-19 cases and injuries depleted Elliot Dickman's under-23 squad. That's all for now. We'll have more later.